The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Of course, it is almost Christmas time. And who knows more about Christmas than me? Well, of course, St. Peter. St. Peter knows all there is to know about Christmas. He knows so much about Christmas that he's ready to set up a whole new set of traditions for Christmas. This is St. Peter's list of new Christmas traditions, suggestions, if you will, for what you can do with your family or individually to brighten up the holidays and then mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Get a little irreverent for the holidays. Mix it up. All right, Peter?
Yeah.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
So here's St. Peter's list.
Right.
New Christmas traditions. What's the first one, Peter?
The first one is deck the balls. Basically, you're going around and punching dudes in the balls. Yeah.
Well, it's...
punch him in the balls.
Pretty straightforward.
It is straightforward, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next one?
Next one is Silent Night. You give your spouse some roofies, and then basically you enjoy the silence of the night.
Question the legality of the first two.
The what?
But that's the way it goes with most of your new traditions for holidays.
Okay.
Please continue.
Next one is, come on ye for a face full. Basically, I'll be giving out loads here at the studio on Christmas Eve. You keep saying that.
I already know. I'm going to regret asking this, but when you say loads...
yeah.
You're talking about jism, right?
Yeah.
All right, of course
yeah.
You are.
Jism.
That...
St. Peter jism.
Not as that illegal. That is the most disgusting...
there's nothing disgusting about...
of the three
about.
So far. I don't know if you can top that.
There's nothing disgusting about my
we'll
jism.
Find out. Please
Jesus.
Continue. St. Peter's list of new Christmas traditions. I'm saying no to all of them so far.
No!
For me personally. But please continue.
Okay, the next one is I saw Santa fucking a MILF. Basically, you dress up like Santa Claus, and then you bang some broad and you film it. Why do you keep saying The fuck is that?
And like what? Put it on the internet?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know much about that.
Okay.
Technical stuff, but yeah.
That's not bad. That's basically just, you know...
yeah.
Making a homemade sex tape and you're dressed as Santa and...
right.
Christmas porn.
Right.
Okay, we love Christmas porn.
Right, we love it.
That's what we're known for around here.
Christmas porn is awesome.
Yes, Christmas porn.
Christmas porn.
That's not bad. We'll go with that one.
Not bad at all.
I'll bang some broad dressed as Santa.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, you got any more?
Yeah, I do. I got one more.
All right.
All right, Feliz Navi Dude. Basically, you sponsor a tranny who's dressed up like Mrs. Santa Claus. Then what?
When you say sponsor, well, what do you mean?
I don't know. Take him out, like, you know, like on a date or something and get him some food or a drink.
So basically just find a tranny dressed up like Mrs. Santa Claus and buy him a drink or something?
Yeah, basically, yeah. What?
Okay. That's actually more than any of these, that fits in with the original spirit of Christmas, which is giving...
yeah.
And spreading good cheer.
Yeah, spreading good cheer. Yeah.
I gotta say, Peter.
Let me spreading some.
That's that's a pretty good note to end on.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So that's you're good. Gonna
what?
I take it after the drink you're gonna, you know, have sex with a tranny.
Oh yeah, of course, okay. Lots of sex.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm not gonna lie, I did know what you were gonna say. But I know I figured for some reason I thought the happy note that you ended on just wasn't real.
Yeah.
It wasn't real. That's real. Drunk in St. Peter.
Keep it real.
Banging a tranny dressed up like Mrs. Santa Claus.
Keep it real,
that's
son.
As real as it gets, son.
Keep it real.
That's right. St. Peter's new Christmas.
Keep it 100.
Traditions. You're punching people in the balls.
Yeah.
You're roofieing people. You're coming all over their face.
Right.
You're fucking a MILF.
Yeah.
And you are buying drinks for trannies dressed as Mrs. Santa Claus and then banging them later. If that's not what Christmas is all about, well, then I don't know the meaning of Christmas.
It's awesome.
I guess I'm Jesus, but I don't know the meaning of Christmas if that's not it.
It's awesome.
Stoner Jesus Show Live. More music and comedy and awesomeness coming up.
Hell yeah, bitch!
CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Aw, yeah. What is up, everybody? Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. We're here every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, on CannabisRadio.com. Of course, podcasts on StonerJesus.net, many other platforms. My mic's a little low. Bring that up a little bit. Just a smidge. Just a smidgen. So this is our Christmas special. This is our 5 days after Christmas special. And, well, I mean, I know what a lot of you are saying. It's December 30th, 2016. Jesus, why are you doing a Christmas special? I'll tell you. Just looking at the feedback in my fucking headphones. I thought I fixed that. Probably not. Oh, well. We'll get it. We'll get it at some point. Am I sitting here and just talking to myself? And not going out over the air? God damn! The technical issues are unending. Unending. Why am I still not hearing myself? What the fuck is going on? There we go. God, now I hear myself. Oh, my God. Fucking technical issues. So anyway, let's pretend that didn't happen. When this is 2 hours over with, you might want to pretend none of it happened. But we'll see. So I had technical issues last week. That's why we're doing a Christmas special today on December 30th. I got here December 23rd, ready to do the show that I'm going to do today, the Christmas special, because we always do a Christmas special. It's a tradition every year. So we'll be doing this show on a regular basis. We've done a Christmas special. So I get here to do the Christmas special, and I get on the mic, and I'm talking over the air, and it sounds like shit. It sounds like total shit. Not the crystal clear awesomeness you're hearing right now, which is what I was hearing. Well, people on listening at home and on their phones and shit were hearing was just, it was just awful. It was just awful. Long story short, I had a webcam plugged in. We're using a new computer, new broadcasting software here in the studio, hence the technical problems with the microphone. I'm trying to eliminate the half second later feedback in my ear of myself. I thought I had it done, but I think I have to go. I might have to go fix it again. I don't know. In any case, I'll just have to deal with it. So last week I get on the air to do the Christmas special, and it sounds like shit. I had the webcam plugged in, and apparently the people at home were hearing the audio that was coming from the webcam, which was shitty and far away and had a ton of static. First of all, I didn't know the webcams. I mean, I guess it makes sense that they come with microphones, but why a shitty microphone? What's the point? Why even do that? Just make the fucking camera and don't bother with the microphone. Use that expertise that you supposedly used on the microphone and make the camera better. So anyway, it's shitty webcam audio. So I ended the show after 15 minutes because I didn't think about the webcam being plugged in. Since it was, we were doing video stream testing the night before on YouTube. I could have just unplugged the camera, turned the mic off, turned it back on, and I could have done the show. But I didn't think of it till later. Much later, after the show would have been over anyway. I thought, hey, I wonder if it's that webcam being plugged in. I tested it the next day, and it was, and here we are. That's why we're doing a Christmas special on December 30th, 5 days after Christmas, our 5 days after Christmas special. So all the stuff we were going to do last week, we're going to do this week. Now, we were going to have St. Paul last week. He's not able to, he's incognito today. St. Paul, he's always having problems. And I'm sure his problem is animal related. Also, weed news, this date in stoner history. And when I say this date in stoner history, I mean December 23rd, because that was last week's show that we didn't get to do because, you know, I fucked up. A little bit of user error. User error. Speaking of user error, I got to fix my the fucking feedback headphone issue once and for all. Also, we have two rounds of Christmas porn. I don't care if it is 5 days after Christmas. I'll do a fucking Christmas special on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'll do that shit on St. Patrick's Day. I don't care. We're going to do a Christmas special. So here's a Christmas special. I hope you fucking like Christmas and that you're in the mood. There you go. It's very Christmassy. Is it not? Does it not put you in the Christmas spirit? So anyway, we got all that coming up. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. That's enough. Hold on. That's annoying. I'm on Twitter at StonerJesus420. You can email the show at StonerJesus420@gmail.com if that's how you want to interact with us. If you're on Facebook, make sure you search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to join our group for the show. Come chill. The other fans, the hardcore fans, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. We're also on Facebook.com/StonerJesus420, of course. That's the page for the show. Couple things. St. Peter's supposed to be around here somewhere. Apparently he has some sort of accident with his new balls, his new plastic balls. So if anybody, hint, hint, if anybody's listening out there and wants to go get fucking St. Peter and tell him to get his dumb, stupid, dumb ass in here. I'm on fire with the insults today. Tell him to get his dumb ass in here. Talk about his plastic balls. So anyway, some of you may know a guy by the name of Steve Elliott. I guess it's two T's or one T. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's some dipshit. Isolated in the community. Most people think he's a fucking moron in the cannabis community. He writes about cannabis. He was against I-502. He lost his gig with Toke of the Town because of domestic abuse allegations, so on and so forth. So anyway, he's a big-time progressive. He hates Trump. Apparently, a couple weeks ago, I shared something on Facebook, a meme about making fun of the Russian hacking thing. I don't even remember what it was. So, like the day before last week's show, because I was going to talk about this on last week's show as well, I get a message. I have a message request in my Facebook. Now, Steve and I used to be friends on Facebook. As of now, I've blocked each other on pretty much everything. And I'll tell you why. He sends me a message request because I guess he unfriended me and then sent me a message. Just going off on me, calling me a Trump and Putin lover and a piece of shit. And I'm hiding behind something and nodding my head. Just something fucking moronic. Those of you listening to this show or know me know I wasn't a Trump supporter. I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Gary Johnson. I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. I would never vote for Trump under any circumstances. But I think the Russian hacking thing is funny. Now all of a sudden we believe the CIA and the FBI, who have lied countless times. The CIA, most blatantly, just 15 or so years ago, or 13 or whatever it was, the Iraq War. Which, if you're a long-time listener of this show, you also know, at that time, I was a huge, what would be known as a neocon. I was ready for the Iraq War. I were bringing freedom and democracy to these backwards motherfuckers. Hell yeah. Of course, as we now know, 13 years later, everything we were told about the Iraq War leading up to it was bullshit. Every prediction that was made about what was going to happen turned out to be totally fucking 100% false. They didn't welcome us as liberators. We have utterly fucking destroyed their country while also creating the most vicious, hardcore terrorist organization in the world. So we fucked that up. It was all bullshit. The government lies. They're full of shit. So anyway, he sends me some message, and we go back and forth on social media. It just goes to show you that people have such a fucking knee-jerk reaction to things, and such a bland, myopic, just fucking worldview of everything. When I go to Facebook, I have a conservative people on there. There's liberal people. There's progressive pages. There's conservative pages. There's a lot of libertarian shit. I see it all. I see all the fucking opinions, why they think that way, and all that shit. You can't just get caught in your fucking echo chamber of social media with, you follow fucking four progressive sites and all your dipshit progressive friends who act like they're better than everybody else and just live in that world. Because anything that punctures that world, all make fun of Russia hacking. Oh, you must suck Putin's cock, and he shoots his jizz in a glass at a Trump hotel, and you drink it. It's dumb, short sighted, worldview that I don't know. I mean, I guess I used to be that way, so I understand it. But at some fucking point, I mean, this dude Steve Elliott, he's fucking old. He's an old fucking dude. Which, by the way, brings me to the best part of it. I said, you're a bitch. You messaged me in private on Facebook because you're some kind of fucking keyboard warrior. You're hiding on the internet saying shit you would never say to my face, which is true. So he gives me his address in Seattle, Washington, which I live 2,000 miles away from. Just classic troll behavior. Hey, I'm not hiding. I'm 2,000 miles away from you. Here's where I am. Come get me. As if I would waste a fucking minute on that. I'm going to get in a car or get on a plane and go 2,000 miles to find this guy and beat him up and probably kill him because I'm fucking 30 years younger than he is and a shit ton bigger than he is. And I go to prison just because he wanted to be a pussy and write me in private on Facebook. He didn't do it publicly. It wasn't be public until I put it public. I screenshotted all this shit, tweeted it out. I attacked him on Facebook. He writes something about me on Facebook. So when I start commenting on it, he blocks my comments and deletes them. Because he's a bitch. He's always been a bitch. He's a woman-beating bitch. He got triggered because, Russians. God, Russians. I'm a triggered fucking pussy. So fuck you, Steve Elliott, or one T or two T's. I don't give a shit. You fucking hack. You woman-beating hack. And he is a hack. He's a fucking him and that Steve Sarek bitch in Washington. They were against I-502, but they'll fucking, he's written reviews for I-502 shops. He'll certainly go buy fucking weed from there. He has no problem with that. So he's a woman-beating, triggered, hypocrite bitch. Steve Elliott. So fuck you. Is St. Pierre coming or not? I mean, I heard his plastic balls exploded or something along those lines. I don't know. I have to get that story later. I do have some weird Christmas stories coming up because it is our 5 days after Christmas special. Live on CannabisRadio.com. There's also a chat area on Spreaker. If you're on CannabisRadio.com, I notice for most of you listen live, there's like a little player. You can click that and get to the chat room, and it's, you know, it's a whole thing. It should be easier, but it's not to get to the chat room. So if you want to do that, go ahead. This is our 5 days after Christmas special, as I said. If you want podcasts, of course, go to stonerjesus.net or Stitcher. Those are the updated feeds. Hopefully the other feeds will be updated soon as iTunes, iHeartRadio, CannabisRadio.com, and so on. I'm also trying to I'm gonna start working on updating the full episodes on YouTube. Just a lot of shit to do. You know, if I had a competent sidekick who could handle some of these things, or interns that weren't worthless pieces of just dumbassery, a lot of this stuff would get done in more timely fashion. But alas, here I am, alone on my island of podcastery. It's Christmas, bitches. I'm getting fucking down. I gotta get back in the Christmas spirit. It's my job to keep this shit moving. It's December 30th, 2016. We're live on CannabisRadio.com with our 5 days after Christmas special. Because I had fucking audio problems last week and couldn't do it. And we always do a Christmas special because I'm stoner motherfucking Jesus, bitch. Yeah, that's right. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
While the feds and state are doing their dance, you still need to transact business and manage your cash. Go professional and let your customers pay with PayQuick. They pay you and they earn rewards points. PayQuick connects to your bank account for free and secures all of your transactions. And with PayQuick, you can pay your producers and processors for free. Plus, it pays to have it because it makes depositing your cash safe and so easy. No cops, no crooks, just compliance and comfort, knowing you have your cannabis business in check with PayQuick. PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
From dabs to chibas, sativas to indicas, we roll out a whole concentrate of fresh new content every week. It's like going from the greenhouse to the dispensary. CannabisRadio.com.
Seeking a career in cannabis? Ready to become the next great budtender? Increase your knowledge, skills, and higher ability with a Trichome certification today. Trichome Institute is the only cannabis education company in the world with courses that include textbooks, workbooks, an expert-approved and government-certified curriculum. Trichome now offers these courses online. Take the courses at your own pace with 24/7 live human support from anywhere in the world. These courses are perfect for physicians, pharmacists, MMJ parents or patients, adult use customers, and most of all, aspiring budtenders. The course includes full access to the cannabis industry's largest job board and even includes resume building help, Register for online courses with the cannabis industry's educational leader in science, education, and training. Visit TrichomeInstitute.com today.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, boy. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 30th, 2016. It is our 5 days after Christmas special. Why 5 days after Christmas? Because I tried to do it last week, but I had the audio all fucked up. So we didn't get the Christmas special in, and we always do a Christmas special. It is a tradition. So here we are with our 5 days after Christmas special. Do some weird holiday news. Last week at this time, we were going to do a segment with St. Paul, a special Christmas segment. St. Paul is MIA today. Some domestic animal issues, I'm not sure. And we'll try to get him back on the show as soon as possible. St. Peter, I don't know who the fuck he is. He was supposed to be up here talking about his dumb balls. It was a stupid update on one of his plastic balls. I guess he popped one of them or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could have been a good story, but I don't... Everybody's flaking out on me, man. It's because I'm doing a Christmas special 5 days late. He's going to be flaking out. Weird Christmas news, because it is the Christmas special. It's from HuffingtonPost.com. People are tweeting all the bizarre ways their pets celebrate the holidays. Apparently the hashtag #HowPetsCelebrateTheHolidays is full of cute animals hoping for what, that turkey to fall off the plate or making wrapping presents even more difficult than it already is. And I guess a lot of this is visual, but I gotta be honest with you, I don't get it. I mean, yeah, the animals, and you put clothes on them, and it's funny because it's not really how they're celebrating the holidays, it's how you're making them celebrate the holidays so you can take a picture of them and put it on Twitter with the hashtag #HowPetsCelebrateTheHolidays. Plotting against you for putting costumes on them. By licking their chestnuts on an open fire. Dressing up like Santa Claus. And Claus is spelled C-L-A-W-S. Isn't that precious? Isn't that fucking precious? God damn you people. I hate you people. Thankfully, one cat is obsessed with a tree. After many attempts, it's still standing. Hashtag house pets celebrate the holidays. They climb onto the table when you're not looking and eat half the food. Hashtag how pets celebrate the holidays, mostly waiting for you to drop food. Is that really? Somebody sat here compiling this story. Who is this? Stephen Hoffer. Stephen Hoffer, a senior editor at the Huffington Post, actually sat down and compiled these tweets. I bet the whole time he's sitting in the office there at the Huffington Post, and he's doing this. And every time he sees it, gets a cute picture, he yells for his colleagues, come look at this. You have to come see this. You have to come see how cute and precious this cat with a Santa hat on is. It's amazing. It's amazing. The thing is, it's not amazing. It's not amazing at all. It's, can I say it? It's dumb. It's dumb. And your animal hates it. You do not have their consent. So it's assault as well. Putting a Santa hat on your cat is a cat assault. This is also from HuffingtonPost.com because they're just fucking, they're killing it today. The weirdest gifts that people are receiving this holiday season. And again, they go, and all they do is they just get people's tweets. And they embed them on the page, and it's a story. There's a 2017 Putin calendar. It's Putin riding a horse, one of the things. I don't know what that is. It's like a fucking, it's a blanket from like one of those movies that all those people were in. I don't know. Traditional Spanish platter with Manchego cheese selection. Oh, it was a day. It was been wrapped in out for a day. A twerking Christmas teddy bear. That's interesting. There's an umbrella hat. That's nice. That's actually practical. You can use that. Crisp gin and tonic popcorn. What does that mean? Does that mean it has alcohol in it or it just tastes like it? I don't know. I guess I have to get some to find out. Well, I'm not the biggest fan of gin. I don't even know what that pick, that's like. One guy is like a piece of wood with two bottle caps screwed to it. I don't know what that means. These, God, these are awful. This is worse than the other one. Why do I think, I thought this would be the better one. That's why I sent it for, saved it for a second. Buckets with crisps and all in a nappy box. I don't even know what that means. What the fuck are you people talking about? A burger. Somebody got a burger pillow. Somebody got a life-size cardboard cutout of Morrissey. That's insulting. I'm done with this segment. This segment's pissed me off. I'm trying. I know it's 5 days later. I'm trying to keep the Christmas spirit, but I can't. I just can't. Is being ripped from me, my Christmas spirit. I saved it. I saved it low these many days. That's okay because we've got a ton of weed news anyway. So we'll get the weed news coming up. An hour or two, we'll have this date in Stoner history. I mean, this date last week. And two rounds of Christmas porn because it is our 5 days after Christmas special. I hope you saved up your Christmas spirit as I have. Although, as I said, it's being depleted quickly. Just the inane shit. Fuck you, Huffington Post. You're stealing my 5 days after Christmas spirit. This is Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 30th, 2016. Doing the Christmas special 5 days later because I fucked up last week. Bit of user error. So let's face it, that's usually what it comes down to. We're live every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on CannabisRadio.com. Of course, go find podcasts on many platforms, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, StonerJesus.net, of course. Well, like I said, I got some weed news coming up next. Just a ton of it, 2 weeks worth of it.
We have to talk about all that and more. Don't go nowhere. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio, and I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Now I'm ready to turn the page on yesterday's epochism. Now I'm willing to disengage, to seize the day and the war.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show.
We're here with Sir Richard Branson.
Far more damage has been done to people by the current approach.
Jim McMahon.
You know, a lot of the coaches are old school. You know, he used to just yell at us, go, oh, you bunch of pot smokers.
John Popper on the telephone.
You know, I think in the 60s, there was that kind of, the bigotry wasn't so concrete.
It's the Russ Belville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running, you got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want. Let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby. Girl, what you want me to do? Shut up and do a podcast, is what I want you to do. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, here's cannabis news coverage you can count on. From the Stoner Jesus Show's Cannabis Radio Newsroom, inside the rectory, this is Weed News.
Ah, hell yes, it is Weed News. Here on Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, December 30th, 2016. It is our 5 days after Christmas special. Let's cut up on the Weed News. I'm here for Friday, of course, live, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, on CannabisRadio.com. Every Friday, ho. Be here and shit, whatnot. We're also on Search Cannabis Radio On Air on Spreaker.com. As I said before the break, a lot of stuff going on in Weed News. There's been a couple weeks in Maine, question one. There was a recount effort underway there, but those opposing marijuana legalization in Maine suspended their efforts and ended the recount, conceding defeat. They were gaining votes back during the recount, but it wasn't at the clip they needed, and it was like out of counties that they handpicked that they thought would be the best for them. It just wasn't working. So with a margin of about 4,000 votes, question one, marijuana legalization passed in Maine. It allows for marijuana social clubs and allows for 2.5 ounces of possession. Most legalization states, adult use legalization states, are, of course, 1 ounce possession limits. Other news, we got our weed news, by the way, from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. The Mexican Senate, I guess the proper term is the Mexico Senate or Mexico Senate, not the Mexican Senate. The Mexican Senate passed a medical marijuana bill, so things are moving ahead there. In California, lawmakers are attempting to ban marijuana billboards. As you know, medical marijuana has been in California for 20 years. Recreational marijuana just passed, Prop 64. And now lawmakers, they don't like the billboards. Apparently Tommy Chong has some big billboards up in the state. And there are others as well. And of course, they whine, what about the children? What if the children see Tommy Chong on a billboard and decide, hey, I want to roll up a fat dube. I want to roll up a fat dube, because that's how kids talk these days, and get blazed up. And there'd be spank. I don't know. I think at the very least, and most people who favor legalization agree with this, at the very least, marijuana should be treated like alcohol. I don't know about you and where you live, but I see alcohol commercials. I hear alcohol commercials on the radio. I see them on TV. I see fucking candy-flavored vodka commercials in the middle of the day on Comedy Central. There's billboards. There's the whole fucking nine yards. At least treat marijuana like alcohol. It's supposed to be regulated and taxed like alcohol. That's what all the fucking legalization measures are built under. Treat it that way. Do that. Other news. Reputed marijuana kingpin caught after 8 years on the run. In the Kentucky area where we broadcast from, we're in northern Kentucky. This guy is a bit of a... was a legend. He's a fucking legend. The godfather of grass, the king of pot, the leader of Kentucky's infamous cornbread mafia, Johnny Robert Boone. He was caught near Montreal after 8 years on the run. Another era comes to an end. But he led a ring of people that grew a shit ton of weed. Like I said, in the Kentucky region, he is definitely a legend. New numbers out about teen use. And teen use is going down. Or at the very least, staying steady. We were told by those who oppose legalization, time and time again, that legalization will be used to more teen use. They have more access to it. We'll be sending the wrong message that it's okay to do, therefore they'll do it. Of course, that's not how teenagers work, of course. The more you tell them that they're allowed to do something unless they want to do it, which we see here. But whether it's states like Pennsylvania or states like Colorado, teen use is going down. It's gone down nationwide. And once again, those who oppose legalization are full of shit. The problem, of course, is they don't use logic to formulate what they think is going to happen after weed is made legal. And that greatly reduces their chance of being right, as we see. Other weed news from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. That's Cannabis Tweets with a Z. A former DEA spokesperson, Belita Nelson, was recently at a cannabis reform conference, and she said to the DEA, marijuana is a cash cow that they will never, ever give up, which, again, that's what logic says. The DEA wants to keep their budget. The people who work there want to keep their jobs. And if marijuana is what gets them the big budgets and gets them to keep their jobs, they want to keep marijuana illegal. You just fucking sit. You don't need big graphs and charts and all kinds of dumb bullshit. Just sit and think about things in a logical sequence. And you know these things. You know the DEA doesn't want to give up marijuana, because why would they? It's a big chunk of their budget. Their budget pays for employees, pays for the cool shit, the perks, you know. You get all the civil asset forfeiture money, the fucking helicopters and the SWAT team vehicles and all that shit. Of course they want to keep it illegal. Other weed news, marijuana plants decorated as a Christmas tree was found in England. A couple was arrested. I don't know, wouldn't that do some damage? I mean, it have to do some damage to the plant, wouldn't it? Hang a big fucking worm as a shell over it? But I guess if you grow enough plants, it doesn't matter. You just take one and say, hey, motherfucker, this one's going to be the Christmas tree. Light it up. new study finds fewer traffic fatalities in medical marijuana states. Again, another thing that those who oppose legalization say is that, well, legalization is going to cause more stone drivers. It's going to be a problem. As if, of course, stone drivers are on the road now. And all of a sudden, everybody's going to get high and fucking drive, even though most of the legalization measures, especially the ones that just passed, state specifically in them that it's still illegal to drive under the influence of cannabis. Now, of course, how you figure that out is a whole other can of worms. A lot of states do the stupid, how much THC is in the blood system, the blood flow, whatever thing, which shows nothing because everybody has a different tolerance. And they can show weed in your system from weeks ago. Anyway, researchers at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. What? Is that a real thing? Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. Mailman has to be the name of somebody. They can't be talking about postal workers. That would make no sense. Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. All right. Now I'm not so sure about these numbers. are these researchers or are they mailmen? Are they postal workers? Anyway, that study found an 11% reduction in traffic fatalities on average when examining places that have enacted medical marijuana laws, which at the time of the study was 23 states and the District of Columbia. The presence of medical marijuana dispensaries also correlated with fewer traffic fatalities, the study found. Of course, correlation does not equal causation. But when someone says, hey, legalization is going to lead to more traffic fatalities, that is patently and demonstrably false, as proven by the study. If that were true, then the numbers would go up. But they're not. They're going down. So you can't say that legalization causes more traffic fatalities, because there's nothing to back that up. Massachusetts, a lot of people are pissed off about this. I wrote about it on the Marijuana Times at marijuanatimes.org. A handful of legislators in Massachusetts decided to get together, like two senators and five House members, and delay the opening of retail shops in Massachusetts by 6 months, saying they need to improve and fine-tune and set up the bureaucracy and so on and so forth. They just need more time, even though in Colorado, the same exact time frame, had the retail shops up and running. Anyway, question four passed in Massachusetts. Retail shops are supposed to be open in January of 2018. The legislature, or seven members of it, roughly, nowhere near most because of the holidays, voted to delay that to the summer of 2018. And it still needs to be signed by the governor, but the governor was totally against legalization to begin with, so he'll have no problem signing that. And it overturns the will of the voters by a handful of legislators in Massachusetts. Like I say, you can see my article on it on marijuanatimes.org. But it just goes to show you that one of the impediments maybe the biggest impediment, the biggest roadblock to legalization is going to be these people, the people that are charged with carrying out what they're supposed to be doing. In Colorado, they managed January of, in what was it, 2014. They legalized in November of 2012, and by January 2014, shit was open. Retail shops were open. We need to fine-tune. You make some rules. Impose some taxes. That's what you do, is you fucking steal money from people and businesses. You're very good at it. It's your whole fucking life. You tell me you can't get that done? We're going to steal this much money from these businesses, and we're going to make them follow all these dumb fucking rules and just heavily regulate the shit out of it, to thereby suppressing any sort of economic activity and job creation that we might get out of this shit as best we can. But now they're not even going to do that. And they give black market drug dealers another 6 months with no competition with legal possession and legal growing. Nothing is going to fuck up legalization like the politicians who are supposed to carry it out. In Nevada, apparently the state of Nevada accidentally leaked thousands of medical marijuana dispensary applications with people's addresses and social security numbers and all kinds of shit. Again, the fucking government. They make you get an application to open up a business. They make you fill it out and give them all the information. And then, oops, it's all on the internet. Your name, your address, your fucking phone number, your social security number, all that shit. It was shit about, you know, about your assets, information. That's, mark my words. If anything fucks up legalization, it's going to be the government. That's weed news. We get our weed news from Cannabis Tweets on Twitter. It's also roughly the end of hour one. We'll be back with hour two. We have This Day in Stoner History and two rounds of Christmas porn, because this is our 5 days after Christmas special. Because I fucked up last week with the audio and we didn't get a Christmas special done. And we always do a Christmas special, and it is tradition, and it always will be tradition, because I'm stoner motherfucking Jesus and Christmas is kind of a big deal. We're live on CannabisRadio.com, December 30th, 2016. We're ever here every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned, bitch holes.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you by Celebrity Dildo. Make sure you check out that Celebrity Dildo banner on stonerjesus.net, or just go to celebritydildo.com. Celebrity Dildo has released a new and exciting range of premium silicone dildos that have finally combined the two worlds of novelty and function. Celebrity Dildos are made of premium medical-grade silicone. They're firm yet flexible and velvet to the touch, durable, non-porous, odorless, hypoallergenic, and let's face it, they are just a great conversation piece. If you want to check out Celebrity Dildo, go check out their banner on stonerjesus.net. Follow them on all their social media networks. Celebrity Dildo, awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Make sure you check them out on stonerjesus.net. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at terpextractors.com. That's Terp with two P's. And let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TerpExtractors.com. That's Terp with two P's. Or simply click the Terp Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing.
So are we.
Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds till they bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is him pink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannovation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.